Hello, this is Dylan from Dr. Delafleur's office, Sam Jahani. Did you miss me? I hadn't been dictating for a long time. This is on a patient by the name of Sean, Shan, Shawn, last name Gore, Gore. 11/28/22 is today. 10/14/91 is his date of birth. Our patient is a 31-year-old gentleman who comes in today with a history of gout. Left big toe is very painful. Also has had gout in his ankle in the past. Patient was started on allopurinol, 100 milligram once a day previously, and he was told he can increase it to 300 milligram, which he has not done. So, period. New paragraph. He's hoping to be able to increase his allopurinol because he would like for his gout to go away. He also is overweight. He weighs 359 pounds. He has issue with sleep. He has sleep apnea. Sometimes he suffers from palpitation. Also has lower extremity edema, off and on, and has had some nausea but no vomiting. Period. New paragraph. He at one time was told he had a fatty liver that he's concerned about and would like to recheck today. And also his blood pressure needs to be, because of his blood pressure, he needs evaluation of his kidney to rule out renal vascular hypertension. Period. Family history is consistent with stroke and some kind of cancer, medical problems, gout, hypertension, allergy, penicillin, immunization for COVID, none. Social, he doesn't smoke, he does drink. He's lost about 20 pounds. He's trying to lose more weight by watching his diet. He is divorced, has two children that live with him, 12 and 4. Review of system as above. He does drink alcohol infrequently. Review of system as above, allergy, penicillin. And then he weighs 359 pounds, 97%, 98.7, 16, 87, 137 over 74. Heart positive 1, positive 2. Lungs clear, abdomen is soft, TM slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, blood's gone non-focal, skin shows no rash. Patient lower extremity shows left big toe slightly red and inflamed. Number 1, gouty arthritis. Number 2, dextro 8 milligram now. Number 3, endomethacin 50 milligram TID. Next one is medrol-dospec. Next one is colchicine if his insurance allows it. Next one is continue with allopurinol but increase to 300 after this episode resolves. Or at the end of this episode, he knows to increase the allopurinol while he's on his endomethacin. Next number, because of his nausea, we look at his abdomen, his kidney, his liver is within normal limits. He does have some fatty liver. He needs to lose weight. We talked about that. Next number, his blood sugar was slightly elevated back in October, including his triglycerides. Next number, he doesn't want to take any medications, but he is losing weight, and he's trying to watch that. Next number, his H&H was slightly elevated. Has really no symptoms of sleep apnea, but nevertheless, losing weight will affect that. He's not interested in any workup for sleep apnea since he has no symptoms at this time. Next number, low extremity edema, multifactorial. No evidence of PVD or DVT noted. Next one is upper extremity pain against related to his job, but because of his numbness in his fingers when he's driving, we looked at his, ma'am, I think there's someone here. We looked at his upper extremity. There's no peripheral vascular disease or DVT present. Next one is echocardiogram. Shows ejection fraction of 58%. And nothing pathognomonic for pulmonary hypertension. Next number is prostate within normal limits. Next number is no evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number is a few lymph nodes in the neck are present, most likely physiological. He is concerned regarding possible mass in his neck. Because of that, as ultrasound was done and no masses were found. Next number. We talked about fatty liver and losing weight. He must continue to lose weight to help his organs. Next number is I recommend rechecking his H&H, his hemoglobin A1C, his triglycerides next month. He will come back for that. Next number is we'll also add a testosterone level to that blood work as well. Next number is findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.